Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives both humanly and spiritually, I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego flexibility contributes to difficulty in managing the various kinds of adversity that we are all called on to manage in our lives. Higher ego flexibility involves having an overly flexible mind in which people may readily accept the faulty ideas, beliefs, and values that others are giving to them. Our program today will focus on the inevitable failures, losses, and mistakes that we can make owing to the imperfection of our humanity, and how experiencing higher ego flexibility impacts this area of one's life. Yes, as hard as that may seem for some to believe, we are all imperfect. One of the broader lessons I've learned from you is how important it is to handle these things so that one can do a lot more winning in life rather than losing. Losers never seem to learn from their mistakes. People whose ego energy is imbalanced, whether it's power-related or flexibility or vulnerability-related, are often doing a lot more losing than winning in life. A lot of the time, they don't even realize that this is happening, particularly in relationships, until it's too late. They miss a lot of the mistakes, the failings, the losses that are often taking place from which they could learn and make things better. Their ego energy has disguised what is actually taking place to lose or fail at work, in relationships, in social settings, at tasks, in their health, in general, at life. Speaking for myself, I have thankfully been ultimately successful within the academic, professional, financial, marital, familial, athletic, and health-related aspects of my life. And that success has been heavily influenced by my willingness to recognize and learn from my mistakes, of which there have been many, sooner rather than later. But unfortunately for those with higher ego flexibility, the focus of our program today, they often approach these happenings all too often with a very open and flexible mindset, which can be a problem if they're getting too much bad information from the wrong people about the situation. When they make mistakes or fail at something, be it a task or a relationship, or lose at something, they often rely on others to gain insight and understanding as to what has taken place, the causes of their difficulty, their level of responsibility for it, and the solutions needed to deal with the particular failure, loss, or mistakes that have happened. They often lack a healthy skepticism and ability to question what they are being told. The ability to filter out what they get from others is weaker. They have difficulty questioning the background, the experience, the familiarity, and the intentions of those who may be offering them guidance. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, and even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV that is often masquerading as truth, and often suggesting the truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence. It has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality. And it has nothing to do with the presence of mental instability. And has a lot more to do with our ego energy that is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego flexibility has on the way a person deals, or more accurately, fails to deal with the inevitable failures, losses, or mistakes, large or small, so significant or insignificant, that happen in their life. As a quick review, people with higher ego flexibility have a difficult time distinguishing between thoughts which they or others hold that are simply beliefs that often are false, and those thoughts which are actually true. They often treat them as if they are the same, while missing key important differences. And this weakens their ability to be skeptical, when necessary, of what they are telling themselves or what others are telling them. They are often thinking someone else's thoughts, beliefs, and values rather than their own. But they often don't realize it. This kind of reminds me of the process that often gets involved with brainwashing or indoctrination that often look a lot like this: acquiring ideas, beliefs, values, false truths from others, but not realizing that this is actually taking place, and then taking them on the road in their life by using them. When it comes to failures, losses, and mistakes, they can often be taken in by bad, wrong, poor, and even harmful ideas involving the reasons and causes for their happening. The higher flexibility person's responsibility for having contributed to them. The higher flexibility person's responsibility for fixing them. And what needs to be done in response to them. They are often listening too often to the wrong people, which opens the door to a lot of mismanagement at any point in the failure management process. They have also learned to be untrusting of themselves, which causes them to listen too little to themselves when they are actually the right person to listen to. They often underestimate their ability to tackle problems on their own. In my book, Ego Therapy, I talk about how they have difficulty knowing the difference between good and bad input, good which is reality-based, and bad which is non-reality-based. I also talk about their difficulty in telling the difference between the right and wrong people to listen to, with the latter mainly involving people having faulty intentions, good or bad, and a lack of experience, familiarity, or expertise, particularly in dealing with larger difficulties the higher ego flexibility person is dealing with. People with higher flexibility need the vaccine of a healthy willingness to distinguish between beliefs and truth, their own and that of others. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the adult child, the loyalist, and the puppet that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or a loved one, is experiencing any of the difficulties or any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and the ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life, when confronted with failures, losses, and mistakes. And here's the first symptom. You often listen to the wrong people when dealing with failures, losses, and mistakes. People with higher ego flexibility are at greater risk to listen to people they shouldn't be listening to. Listening to the wrong people. And here are some questions for you to consider in regards to this particular symptom. Do you always assume that people know what they're talking about? People with higher ego flexibility make a false assumption that people know what they're talking about, when often they really don't. But the higher ego flexibility person doesn't realize that. So they're taking a lot of things, as I would say, at face value. So do you take, this is another question, do you take what people are saying at face value? That is, whatever they're telling you, you're accepting it as gospel rather than thinking about it, challenging it in your mind as to whether it's truth or not. Or do you assume that people are always acting with good intentions? People with lower or higher ego flexibility often make the false assumption that people are acting with good intentions. Well, that can be the case for some people, but not all people. Not all people have the best of intentions in what they are sharing with us. Even some of those people that you see on television. Also, do you have difficulty privately or openly questioning what people are telling you? People with higher ego flexibility often act as if questioning others as to what they're telling us is something wrong that they shouldn't be able to do. They shouldn't be doing that. Which actually they should be able to do. We should all be able to do that and should do that. So when you think of these different questions and the symptoms, does any of that sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You're too willing to listen to the wrong people when trying to find solutions to the problems you're facing. People with higher ego flexibility are often too open-minded, and they may look to others for the answers to their problems. Here are some questions to consider. Do you have difficulty questioning the guidance that you're being given? Again, that whole problem with openly questioning, feeling they have the right to question what others are telling them, is something made more difficult for people with higher ego flexibility. Do you have difficulty asking whether the person giving the guidance is qualified? Just because people are up there speaking doesn't mean that they're necessarily qualified to tell us what we should be doing or thinking or believing or not believing. And also, do you question your right to even question them? As I said earlier, people with higher ego flexibility don't realize that they have the right to question what they're being told. That sometimes humans, owing to their imperfection, can be sharing things with us that are not actually true. And also, do you get intimidated by their reaction to your questions? So for some reason, if you're asking a question you have a right to ask, and you're intimidated because they don't like the fact that you ask them the question, well, that's a really good sign that you're possibly listening to the wrong person. So when you think about these questions and the symptoms, does this sound familiar? I'm going to go to one more symptom before we take our first break. You don't know when you're the right person to listen to when dealing with your failures, losses, and mistakes. You don't know when you're the right person to listen to when dealing with your failures, losses, and mistakes. People with higher flexibility have difficulty looking for answers from within. Here are some questions to think about. Do you assume you lack the necessary information or ability to solve problems? People with higher flexibility often assume they're the wrong person that they should be listening to. And some of this comes from earlier life experiences. Maybe somebody in their home or family taught them not to listen to themselves, not to think for themselves. Also, have you been told not to think for yourself? I guess I've just kind of stated that people may have learned that that's the wrong thing to do. You shouldn't be thinking for yourself. And also, have you been told you're better off letting others think for you? That others really should be taking on the responsibility of thinking for you. Your job is simply to be a follower and to be thinking what others are telling you to think. Sometimes in authoritarian families, that's what often happens. The message is given, don't think for yourself. And also, have you been rewarded for listening too much to others? The rewards I talk about are things like trust, belonging, respect, and acceptance, which are very powerful. And oftentimes people are actually getting those as a result of taking in what other people are telling them are truths. So when you think about these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be talking about reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to be taking a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego flexibility person's difficulties in dealing with adversity, particularly on their own. Some of these may seem strange or weird, wrong, funny, or inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher ego flexibility, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to work with their failures, losses, and mistakes, due in part to the excessive openness and flexibility with which they listen to what others are telling them. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with adversity. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the higher flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place in their dealings with adversity. And these are people just like you and me who are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people who've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced higher ego flexibility energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy that are leading to the symptoms and ego stupidity. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't. Very briefly, coming to understand the energy that ego is. And also maybe unlearning faulty ideas about ego, such that your ego has an intellect, that it has an awareness of its part and role in your life, or that your ego has an intentional quality, which it doesn't have because it's not aware of who you are, it's not aware of who God is, and it's not even aware of what it is because it's just an energy. These are things that are often portrayed in the writings I've seen by people that actually lead us away from understanding ego rather than towards it. Then the next contributor is the tuning into our ego energy, being able to get an understanding of the amount of power, flexibility, vulnerability that is playing out within our ego energy. And this is something that you cannot do on your own because you're not familiar with a lot of these concepts and ideas that I'm introducing. And that's where my books, my podcasts, and my website are all there for your ability to use in an effort to undertake this tuning in process, the second part of our ego medicine. And then finally, replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created. We created them. Ego did not create them. We did. We did it based upon the energy that is flowing into our ego mind. And we replace them with those ideas and thoughts and beliefs that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of our program today deals specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher flexibility bring into their efforts to work with problems, mistakes, failures, and losses taking place in their life. And here is the first reflection. The people I'm listening to always know what they're talking about. Again, the people I'm listening to always know what they're talking about. And that's a non-reality-based thought because most people don't always know what they're talking about. But when we presume that they do, then it makes it much easier to listen to everything and anything they say and take it as gospel. And that's a non-reality-based thought, this idea that the people I listen to are always know what they're talking about. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. These include the notion that people wouldn't steer me wrong. The people wouldn't steer me wrong. They wouldn't give me bad information. And that's a non-reality-based thought because oftentimes people do it, whether they're conscious of it or not. People are often functioning with their own agendas or ulterior motives, that are affecting what they're telling us. So we have to be able to weigh that in our consideration of what they're telling us. Is there something going on behind the scenes? You might think about this when you're watching television or the internet. You know, the people that are talking to us, are they telling us things that maybe are being influenced by what their agenda is and what their motives are? And in most cases, the answer would be yes. Some other thoughts, non-reality-based thoughts connected to this. I should always believe people who are trying to be helpful. This whole idea that for some reason that people that are being helpful should be really listened to. Well, again, this is a problem because sometimes even people who are trying to be helpful, even people close to us, may have incomplete or inaccurate information that we need to be mindful of their possibly having. And also that people who tell me things with conviction are telling me the truth. Meaning when people say things with a lot of intensity, a lot of belief in what they're saying, that somehow that makes it truth. In reality, that does not. But a lot of times people are taken in by that. They equate conviction with truth. And people with higher ego flexibility are in particular at risk to do that. It doesn't matter how strongly people say things. It doesn't make it truth. It doesn't make it unnecessary to weigh out what's being told. And then one more non-reality-based thought connected to this area is I know less than the people I'm listening to. People with higher ego flexibility often in some ways dumb themselves down as if they know less rather than more. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that the people you're listening to can often know less than they think they know. So until then, when you're thinking that the people you're listening to always know what they're talking about and all of the other stuff I share with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Here's the next reflection. When problems happen, they are all my fault. When problems happen, they are all my fault. And that's a non-reality-based thought because many problems, particularly maybe the bigger ones or the larger, more significant ones, are complex. They have lots of factors that maybe influence them. And this is not ego stupidity that can often feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which includes that I should accept all of the blame and responsibility for their happening. I should make myself the sole person responsible for what's happened. In reality, that's not an accurate thought, because a lot of times problems have shared influences and maybe other people are involved. And also, I should accept little or no blame, which is actually the opposite of what I just said, and responsibility for their happening, meaning that sometimes we listen to people to tell us we're not responsible at all, but that's not true either. You know, they may be trying to just bolster us, but the reality is that, yeah, there is something maybe we need to take responsibility for. And then one more thought, that other people know better how responsible I am, that they can tell from the outside maybe who's responsible and how much, and they can make the better judgments about that than maybe we can. When your higher ego flexibility is healing and you realize that the failures and losses and mistakes are often more complex, and this can affect how much responsibility we have for causing them. But until then, when you're thinking that the problems are all your fault or maybe not any of it your fault, and all of the rest of what I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go on to ego insights. I need someone else's ideas in order to manage my failures, losses, and mistakes. This notion that I need somebody else to tell me what I should be thinking or not thinking. And this is non-reality-based thinking, because you're often more capable than you think you are. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes people get dumbed down in terms of how well they can solve their own problem. And this is ego stupidity, which feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, including that others can do a better job of managing my problems than I can. Also, that other people can be made responsible for the outcomes of the management, meaning that if I can look at other people as being more responsible because I listened to them, they told me what to do or not to do, and that's a non-reality-based thought, because we're always responsible for the decisions and choices we put into action. And one more thought, I can't rely on myself to solve problems. Again, this is similar to what I think I said earlier about dumbing ourselves down. People with higher ego flexibility think that they're incapable of solving their problems. So when your higher flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that you're more capable at solving problems than you think you are. But until then, when you're thinking that you need somebody else to help solve your problems and how you should go about thinking about them, and all of the rest of what I've shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Next, I want to talk a little bit about specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with adversity. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility, voice, or energy is leading you to see your failures, losses, and mistakes as requiring someone else's thoughts, ideas, and beliefs in order to manage them. Your energy is moving you in this direction. It's leading you to be progressively more distrusting of your ability to manage failure on your own. It's fostering the increased levels of distrust of yourself. And it's leading you to be overly trusting of others to manage your failures. Just the opposite. You're making others more trustable, let's say, than you think of yourself and being able to deal with the failings. And it's leading you to use more thinking of others and less thinking of your own. So their thinking really matters a lot, and your thinking really matters not at all. And also, it's leading you to think that their thinking is your thinking when it's not. It's still their thinking. So if you don't scrutinize what people are telling you and sort out the difference between the beliefs and the truths of what people are telling you, it's not really your thinking. It's their thinking. You've just downloaded it onto your hard drive. You just borrowed it, but you didn't filter it in ways that we often need to. Here's another insight. your higher ego flexibility voice or energy is leading you to think that you're incapable of understanding and solving problems with the use of your own thoughts and ideas and thinking. And it's leading you away from thinking for yourself. You're becoming an expert at not really thinking for yourself. And it's leading you into the illusion that the answers and solutions lie in others, that others can share or tell us more and better ideas than we can tell ourselves or learn from ourselves about what we should or shouldn't be doing. And it's leading you to be programmed to look elsewhere. It's as if you're automatically leading you into the direction of, I have to look for elsewhere to find the answers, and because they just don't exist from within. And it's also leading you to overlook or miss or discount the times when you're thought for yourself. There have been times when you have actually thought for yourself in your efforts to solve problems, but you simply don't remember that or you don't realize that. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight. Your higher flexibility voice is making it difficult for you to recognize the weaknesses of those you are leaning on to help you solve problems. It's leading you to consider, it's leading you away from considering the limitations of those whose guidance or help you seek or use. So you're acting as if they don't even have those limitations. That's what's happening with this energy. And it's leading you to mistake conviction for their connection to truth. Again, something I shared earlier, that we often mistake conviction as somehow substituting for a person's validity of their truth that they're trying to say or share with us. And it can also be leading you to miss how you thirst for psychological rewards. Can be compromising your judgment about their being the right people. People with higher ego flexibility are often hungry for respect, belonging, trust, and acceptance from others, because a lot of times they haven't gotten them in other places in their lives, usually at home. So the exchange is, if I listen to you and buy into what you're telling me and accept it all, that in return, I get to experience your trust in me, the acceptance that I desperately need, the respect and the feeling of belonging. I can get them as a result of not questioning what you're telling me to believe or think. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we'll be looking at the impact of ego on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with adversity. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts we've all been given. The gift of God within. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the failures, losses, and mistakes that take place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility, who are failing to be their divinity. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with adversity. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when too much openness and flexibility weakens their efforts to manage failure, loss, and mistakes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love, with the use of their own mind resting on its own truth. Your divinity includes working with a healthily flexible mind, resting on its own truth, in order to manage the inevitable adversity taking place in your life. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, prevents you from lovingly working with all of the adversity that life will bring forth, using your own mind when needed, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love, allowing for a healthy, flexible mind to our efforts to manage failures, losses, and mistakes. It can allow us to learn what we must learn, from whom we must learn it, be it ourselves or others, in order to manage and heal from our failings. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, weakens meeting and embracing life's adversities with love, emphasizing the use of your own mind when needed, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected to our failures, losses, and mistakes with the use of our own mind, resting on its own truth, as well with others when needed. That can lead us to learn what we must be learned and from whom we must learn it, in order to manage and heal from our failings. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, are burdening you with the absence of love in working with your failings, using your own mind, resting on its own truth when needed, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know, accept, and manage our failings with a healthily flexible mind, resting on its own truth, and freely flowing love with which to use it, in order to learn from them, manage them, and heal them. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working to understand and manage your failures, losses, and mistakes using your own mind, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace of our mind resting on its own truth with unlimited love will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal our failings. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with adversity. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, is leading them to dishonor and disrespect when they can be of service in helping themselves to better know the sources and solutions to their failings. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting the service you can render yourself within this undertaking, that you can work with and heal what has been brought forth by your failings. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself in working with your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind resting on its truth will bring us to work with honor and respect in learning from ourselves what must be learned, and healing what must be healed. When your higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your right to respectfully question others in the perceptions of the causes leading to your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind, resting on truth, will allow us to honor and respect our ability to question the causes of our failings that we are being shown by others. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your right to question others in their perceptions of your contributions to failure, losses, and mistakes, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind resting on your truth will allow us to honor and respect our ability to question the contribution to our failings we are being shown by others. And when your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your right to question the solutions others are suggesting in order to manage your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind, resting on truth, will allow us to question the solutions to our failings we are being shown by others. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any adversity can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with adversity. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source. Be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage adversity within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by a diminished sense of their ability to use their mind resting on its truth in working with the failings taking place in their life. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to work with and manage failings by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us when it is not being obscured by the presence of an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about your failures, losses, and mistakes that is unencumbered by looking mainly without rather than within when working to understand and heal your difficulties. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about why adversity is and has happened in your life, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The decreasing of our flexibility will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and contributors to the adversity taking place in our life, and the ability to look within when necessary in order to find the answers we seek. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the limitations of others and managing the failings occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The decreasing of our openness and flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of their limitations that can stand in the way of bringing about any healing which is needed by ourselves and others. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your ability to serve yourself, you're not being the energy God is. The decreasing of our flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of who can be our servants, be it ourselves or others, with the wisdom to be offered in delivering us from our failings. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty working with adversity in one's life, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you today. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.